Welcome to today's market report.
European investors took comfort as the European Central Bank last week raised its growth and inflation projections for this year and beyond, as the Eurozone economy recovers quicker than expected from the pandemic shock. While we are used to seeing US markets lead the way, there is a feeling that we could see greater catch-up for Europe as high vaccination levels keep death relatively stable. Economy-sensitive sectors, including banks, oil and gas, and construction and materials, rose between 0.9% and 2.8%, while utilities climbed 1.6%. All eyes will be on the US consumer prices data on Tuesday after soaring producer prices last week raised doubts about the US Federal Reserve's view that inflation is transitory. Some central bankers will have you believe they are happy to hold back on tightening for now. We are seeing very clear signs that this spike in inflation is far from fleeting, according to IG. Meanwhile, a September market sentiment survey published by Deutsche Bank showed an equity market correction of 5% to 10% by the end of the year was the overwhelming consensus. GBPUSD is trading virtually unchanged on the day, currently trading at 138.31. Market sentiment remains upbeat, influencing commodity currencies and weighing on the dollar as investors focus on US inflation numbers. The US dollar index that tracks the performance of the buck against a basket of food currencies is at 92.66, up 0.04%. Meanwhile, the US 10-year treasury yield is down 2 basis points, lying at 1.322%, capping the US dollar index uptrend. In the UK, the Clement count change is expected to come at minus 71,000, while the ILO unemployment rate is forecasted at 4.6%. If the reading is strong, it could give a push to the British pound. BOE's Governor Andrew Bailey said last week that MPC members were split between policymakers who felt that conditions for a rate hike had been met and those who did not. Later in the week, the Office of National Statistics will review the inflation figures. Across the pond, the CPI figures for August will be released on Tuesday, and the US CPI is expected to come at 0.4%, while the CPI excluding energy and food number is foreseen at 0.3%. It will be interesting to see the impact of the last week's high PPI readings. Data confirmed that the rising prices were fed by supply disruptions, consumer and producer goods shortages, and a growing demand related to the pandemic. On the daily chart, the GBP/USD pair is trading beneath last week's high, approaching the 200-day moving average lying at 138.21. A sustained break under the latter would keep the bears in charge, exerting downward pressure on the pair, with the first key support area at 138. Once that level is cleared, the bears' next barrier levels would be the September 8th low at 137.26, followed by the 27th August low at 136.79. Eurodollar is trading on the back foot, but holding around flat on the day as the US midday sees less volume to support the overnight bid. The pair is trading near 118 and has travelled between a low of 117 and a high of 118.17.
This is today's market news. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.